William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Sweet Low Country Proposal, a novel by Preslasa Williams, performed by Carmen Jewel Jones. For my children, Hannah and Samuel. You encouraged me to write and edit this story when I wanted to quit. This book is for you. All her human powers failing, sorrow's sword at last prevailing, stabs and breaks her heart of love. My dear lady full of sorrow, from your love I ask to borrow. Love enough to share your pain, make my heart to burn with fire, make your love my own desire. Paraphrased excerpt from Stabat Mater. Chapter 1. Jazlene Simmons sat on a leather chair and scrolled through her iPad in her chic yet tiny office space in downtown Charleston. November's autumnal sunshine cast its glow through her windows, brightening up the space. She'd spruced it up in the hopes that it would help her get focused for once. Added a potted plant near the entryway, hung teal curtains on the bay windows, set a vanilla-scented candle on the wooden coffee table in the reception area. It helped her continue working. A little. She glanced to the right at a faded picture of her late sister, Hope, standing in front of the ocean at Myrtle Beach, her curly hair blown by the wind, happy and carefree. Jazlene blinked back the thread of tears. I'm trying, sis. I'm really trying. Hope's smile lit up the photograph. Jazlene checked the time on her iPad. It was 11:50 a.m. Her next client would arrive in about 10 minutes. Jazlene would go over the details of the nuptials, sign the contract, and commence with the work of wedding planning. She clicked on the appointment detail icon to get more information about this client. Sasha Harrington. Her shoulders tensed. Jazlene hadn't spoken to Sasha in a long time. Maintaining friendships had grown tougher since Hope died. Now Jazlene would have to face her old friend. Seconds later, the door to Jazlene's office space opened. Sasha stepped inside and waved. Hey, girl, hey! Hey, Jazlene said, a low note in her voice. It's been so long since we've seen each other. Sasha glowed, but then again, she was the glowy type. Sasha's long black hair hung to her waist. She could win the Miss Universe pageant with her liquid brown eyes, high cheekbones, and statuesque frame. Whatever it was that made folks turn heads, Sasha possessed it. When they were in college together, she always captured the attention of folks on campus. Yet Sasha was never the vain, self-centered type. That was probably why they became fast friends. How have you been?
Greg and I got engaged last week. He proposed right before he left for a submarine tour.
Sasha showed off her huge engagement ring.
I want you to be my wedding planner.
Oh, brother. Jazlene could help, but if they worked together, would Sasha get all Sasha-y on her and probe into her life?
Probably. Sasha never missed a beat when it came to reading people.
You're sure you want to hire me?
Positive. I spoke to most every wedding planner in the state of South Carolina. They don't get it.
Get what?
I tell them that I want the auras and the eternity cord and the veil for my wedding. I tell them I want to jump the broom, too. They look at me strangely. People around here don't know about all of that. You, on the other hand, understand. As a Blasian woman, Jazlene definitely understood. The trademark of fairy tale weddings was incorporating a couple's cultural traditions into their wedding ceremony, and Jazlene was well aware of both Filipino and African American wedding rituals. Jazlene incorporated those same rituals.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?